Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I'm just looking at this headline. 21 Starbucks today out of, what, God, there are 9 million of them in the country, but 21 Starbucks. They're trying to do some sort of unionized thing, and their slogan is, "Partners are not merely your workers, but human beings who have the right to pursue happiness outside of their work." This push and pull between employers and employees that's going on right now and has been through the pandemic and everything. Well, it has throughout time, but the employers kind of got on the back foot, as they say, there a little bit during the pandemic and thereafter. But I think it's swinging back the other way. It's going to be interesting to see how this turns out. That whole, hey, yeah, we get to do whatever we want. No, you don't.
We get to have satisfaction outside work. Well, fine. Yeah, you know what's interesting about the whole progressive thing to me is that people don't see themselves as having agency. They define themselves as a commodity. And in the sickest aspects of it, they define themselves by immutable characteristics like race or color or whatever. But I would say it's Starbucks workers. Okay. You're a free human being. You can strike whatever bargains you like or not strike them. So if you don't think you're getting paid enough to do what you do, seek something better. The whole, I have a right to enjoy myself outside of work. That's fine. Find a gig that allows that. You have agency. Go get it done.
You sound like one of our old producers, Vince, who had worked at McDonald's and used to yell that every time this topic would come up. Get a better job! Because he had worked at McDonald's. It's like, if you want more money, get a better job!
Right. Speaking of fuzzy-headed attitudes, came across this, thought it was absolutely wonderful. Produced by ABC7 in the San Francisco Bay Area of California. Featured it prominently on the Armstrong and Getty One More Thing podcast yesterday, but we want to drop in just a bit for everybody listening to the radio show. I don't want to steal the thunder, so why don't we just roll this? This is Leanne Melendez of ABC7.
By now, you've probably heard of the infamous Noe Valley public toilet and how San Francisco was ready to dish out $1.7 million for its construction rather than pay for a much cheaper modular model from a company in Nevada. Here's why San Francisco could not, would not do business with any entity in that state. San Francisco had a ban on doing business with 30 states that had laws that undermined LGBTQ and voting rights, as well as blocking abortion access. It was those states against San Francisco, and that eventually became too costly for city government.
The Noe Valley bathroom is not a one-off case. That's a problem that is replicated throughout our city government.
Or we couldn't buy toilet paper from where we historically bought toilet paper. These market players are smart enough to know that they had a captive audience and they could raise their prices.
There you go. Congratulations to ABC7 in the Bay Area for having the guts to say that out loud. When your city or state does the stupid virtue signaling, we're not going to do business with Georgia because they something or other. Well, all it does is hurt you.
Yeah, and they go into great detail about it and how employees have to get these travel waivers, which takes time and paperwork and personnel and the rest of it. And then Governor Gavin Newsom just ignores all those travel bans anyway. But it costs time and money, and it's just absolutely crippling. And they've decided, well, and it's so cute to hear the various city officials saying, well, we've decided that it really, it's hurting us more than it's hurting anyone else. Yeah, yes. I was almost disparaging there. I held myself back. Yes, you unwise and naive fools.
Well, so is the crux of the thing here that, like, cities like San Francisco or Berkeley, or I'm sure there are others, Austin probably does this, I don't know, where they just think other people give a crap what you think? Is that their big flaw? Hey, guess
right,
what?
Right, and you're punishing Georgia by doing that.
Yes. Georgia gives a crap. Okay, don't. Right. Fine, we'll find other people to do business.
Whatever. Well, and as I pointed out during the podcast, not to steal my own thunder, but you could have a company in Georgia called, you know, what they mentioned, toilet paper. Why don't we go with copier paper? The big gay copier paper company, run by a bisexual, transsexual, amputee, black Civil War veteran. Okay. Recently emancipated slave, whatever. And that person could not do business.
Recently emancipated slave.
And well, he's a very old guy.
And our free time at this copier paper company, we adopt three-legged dogs. That's all we do in our free time. That's how great
right,
we are.
But because this company is a mile into Georgia, the city of San Francisco says, go to hell, bigots! Oh, you people are so dumb. You're so entertaining.
But at, okay. at taxpayer expense, if you're going to buy a $1.7 million porta potty.
Fecal matter.
Yes. Johnny, I think everybody knows what a... All right, enough. So, moving along. Again, that's at armstrongandgetty.com. Armstrong and Getty on, I'm sorry, that's one more thing, the podcast, or wherever you subscribe to podcasts. Anyway, again, kudos to ABC7. So moving on to other fare, just a warning. This is, I could have asked for stupid jivey kid theme music. Couple of stories about youngsters here. This one being AI. You know the AI deep fake photos and videos? It became a big deal with Taylor Swift, right? People putting extremely realistic, moving images of Taylor Swift's face on mattress actresses. So it looked like Taylor Swift was doing porn, which some guys want, apparently.
It looked 100% like she was doing porn. It didn't look like her face on somebody else's body at all.
And we've warned you parents, and this is such an uncomfortable conversation to have with your teens, but you've got to have it. We've warned you about sextortion as it used to exist, where the pervos would catfish a teenage boy. This is how it mostly happened, although it did happen with the sexes reversed as well. They'd catfish a teenage boy into thinking he was talking to a really sweet, attractive teenage girl who would then show pictures. She would send him pictures of her naked breasts, for instance, and say, hey, can you send me a naked picture or something like that.
If that had happened when I was 15 alone in my bedroom, I would have died on the spot.
Saw off your left arm and mail it to me. I'd be, hey, Dad, where's the saw?
No kidding.
Anyway, so that's the way it used to work. And occasionally it'd be a super cute boy asking the girl, can I see, you know, just your chest or whatever. And then they would say, hey, we're scammers. I'm not a teenage boy, and I'm going to send this to everybody on your contact list. And having gotten the contact list somehow, or just... I'm on the message board for Central High School. I'm going to send everybody a picture, this picture, unless you give us $1,000 or something. Figure it out. Get us that. And kids commit suicide. I mean, it's just absolutely insidious. Well, here's why you have to have the conversation with your kids. Now people are using AI. They don't even have to trick your kid into taking a picture of themselves naked or half naked. They just have an incredibly realistic picture of your child's face naked, and they threaten to distribute that, which is just unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's crime rings usually outside of the U.S., primarily in West Africa and Southeast Asian countries that are doing this. And I just, you know, there are a number of techniques to follow, but keeping everything private, make sure all of their social media feeds are not public, just to start with. Anyway. We can post this article at armstrongandgetty.com so you've easy access to it. We don't have a lot of time left, do we? We'll make this quick. Another big study came out of Canada. Kids need to climb trees, jump off things, ride their bikes, even at speed, wipe out. It doesn't matter. Kids need free play, much more unstructured playtime than they've been getting
to make themselves whole, anxiety-free, bold and confident adults.
Yeah, I've been allowing my kids a lot more of this since these studies came out than I had been previously, even though intuitively it is obvious even without some PhD telling you this. But it's interesting. Like my 13-year-old, regularly on a weekend, he has me wake him up at like 8:30 so he can be out the door at 9 with his friends, and I'll see at 6. He's gone all day long riding his bike and doing stuff with his friends, and it's awesome for him. He has a really good time. It's what I did. I didn't live in town. We lived out in the country, but it was a similar sort of thing. We took off, and we're gone all day long till dinner time.
Yeah, good for you. Has that been hard?
Only once when he was hanging around some kids I didn't know. If he's with the group of kids I know them. I've known them since they were little kids. I know their parents. I don't want him running around with randos. But yeah.
So it's interesting. Canada, the Canuckers are way down the woke road. They're even further than the United States. They're similar to Britain.
Although my son has started listening to Bob Marley a lot. I feel like that's a sign of something, isn't it?
Hello. It's if it's not, it certainly could have been. I will tell you from experience. Yes, the Ganj may be on the scene. And he's 13. That's way too young.
Ooh. Oh, I agree.
Anyway, so the Canuckers being further down the road of these idiotic woke policies, including, helicopter parenting and that sort of thing, raising a nation of veal calves, they're also seeing some of the sour fruits of this stuff earlier than we are. So you're seeing studies coming out of Canada, like the Pediatric Society is saying, soaring rates of childhood anxiety, depression, obesity, even myopia. Canadian health officials realize that, quote, letting kids go out and play could be a way to deal with a lot of these challenging issues. That's because doctors came to recognize two truths. First, children are hardwired to play because it aids their development. It teaches them how to take action, get along, and solve problems. Second, replacing rollicking kid-led play with structured adult-led play was a mistake. It deprived children of a million opportunities to exercise their autonomy. It also increased the risk of physical danger, oddly enough. And we've talked about this before at some length, and I don't want to wear you out, but if you let kids play on their own, they invent a game. They invent the rules. They work out how to enforce the rules. They settle disputes about the rules. And they make decisions about each other. That person is being unreasonable in a way that I don't think I want to be something my friends do. That person, on the other hand, seems to be under. Look at the way they accepted the majority was against them with dignity. Kids learn volumes through free play. Let them do it.
They actually don't allow that at some schools that I am aware of. If you have a game where you, like, bounce a ball around and hit it with your hands and score points, you can't adjust the rules. There are official school rules, and you're only allowed to play by those school rules because there are too many arguments and fights settling.
That's obscene. I hate those people.
Yeah.
I actually hate those people. And one final note. While there is once in a huge span of time and millions of kids, something tragic that comes of this, there's no denying that. I will tell you from my own experience, pushing the limits, testing those limits, exceeding them sometimes, and doing stupid stuff was an invaluable experience. It's one of the most important things that ever happened to me. Realizing, this is the outcome when you ignore this or fail to consider this. It was incredibly important to make mistakes.
Yeah. Swings back and forth, the old pendulum, doesn't it?
It does. We'll post this at armstrongandgetty.com as well if you want to take a gander at it. We didn't really have time to get to some interesting trends in retirement at the other end of the lifespan. Maybe we can do that a little later.
Man, the result of that shooting at the Super Bowl Kansas City celebration thing is as awful as you would have expected what was going on there. Among other things on the way, stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-529-2856. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 to 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you. Except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-529-2856. That's 800-529-2856 for $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with. Call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. 800-529-2856.
Gold just hit a new all-time high. And it could go much higher as people realize just how delicate our economy is. Hi, I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and I've spoken to many Americans who are deeply concerned about losing everything and not being able to do anything about it. This is why I'm thankful for physical gold IRAs from Birch Gold Group. Because unlike digital and paper assets, gold is a true haven that all Americans should consider for their financial security. To learn more, text the word SAFEGUARD to 989898. Birch Gold Group will send you a free info kit on gold IRAs. This is your chance to secure your IRA or 401k against the unpredictable nature of our economy. Text SAFEGUARD to the number 989898 now to request your free info kit on gold IRAs.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 25th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 9th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you would like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350. That's 530-526-8350. Or online at nwtf.org/event. Sponsored by Johnny Morris Bass Pro Shops, Cabela's, Benelli, Hoyt Harness Company, La Crosse, Sportsman's Guide, and Tacticam.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim and Lenny Matthews for our show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here on Tuesday night at 6 p.m., brought to you by KNS Staffing Solutions.
530-605-4517.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Hey, Redding, when was the last time you experienced Black Bear Diner? Entrepreneur Magazine recently recognized this hometown diner as a top growing national restaurant. Why? Because there's always plenty for your paws. With delicious homestyle options that deliver choice, value, variety, and a cozy way to make memories and celebrate occasions. Come on in and remind yourself what guests all over the country are discovering.
Black Bear Diner.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
If I didn't run, I wouldn't have any of these lawsuits. You know that. None of them. They would have gone on to the next. And look, Nikki has no chance. But if she ever did, they would go after her the same way. These are vicious people. These are vicious, sick people. They're sick.
We can play a little more later from Trump's town hall last night with Laura Ingraham on Fox. And the whole Nikki Haley thing, that's Saturday, North Carolina. They actually vote. She's going to get drubbed and then give some sort of speech about how it was actually a sign of strength and going forward, I guess.
Well, that's just like your opinion, man, which happens to be backed by all of the facts. You know, that was a moment for Trump there, saying, hey, if Nikki got it, they'd go after her, too. When he calls her bird brain and is super dismissive, man, that is so offensive.
Or
that turns off women voters like he's trying to, like that's the number one purpose he had when he got up in the morning. When he doesn't do that, it's much better.
How about when he says, what's her real birth name, Nimrod? Oh, my God. Made me laugh first time I heard it, got to admit.
There are a lot of different reasons people laugh.
True. Wall Street Journal, with their piece, It's Not Just Your Imagination, groceries are still really expensive. The last time Americans...
But inflation is down. Oh, ho, 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 ho.
Yeah, how do you not get that? Inflation is down, okay. And so the Wall Street Journal has to actually do an article where it says it's not your imagination, groceries are more expensive. The last time Americans spent this much of their money on food, George H.W. Bush was president. It was the early 90s. U.S. consumers spent 11.4% of their disposable income on food in 1991. 3 decades later, food spending has gone back up to that level, 11.3% of their disposable income on food. It's been lower than that since then. I don't know why it was so high then. Inflation wasn't rampant in 91. The economy was bad briefly. But anyway, the point being that, no, the White House can tell you over and over that inflation is down and Americans are feeling it. And it's not your imagination when you get the total there at the grocery store and you think, what? $140? I bought like 3 things.
Yeah, yeah. Prices are rising less quickly. That's the way to state it. That's the way everybody ought to state it.
Right.
Prices are rising, but less quickly. And in fact, throw in the but.
Yeah.
And you got it nailed.
And I continue to say it's all psychological, so at what point, it's not all psychological, but a lot of it's psychological is when do I stop being surprised? When do I get used to the new prices? I'm not there yet. Like I'm going to a restaurant tonight. I'll get the bill and I'll think, what? What? I've been eating here for 25 years. This is what it costs to eat here. But, I'm not there yet to where I'm used to it.
Yeah, I'm not sure you get used to it, but you still have to adjust to it. It's not like it becomes okay. It becomes less shocking and more just a grim reality.
Yeah. Well, I'm still at the shocked point.
Well, your capacity to be shocked is part of your charm.
Yeah. But if I'm at IHOP with my kids and it costs me $70, I remember when I used to go to nice restaurants and it'd be in that neighborhood. So,
well, why don't you go to a domestic house of pancakes, you globalist?
Huh? Armstrong and Getty.
Gold just hit a new all-time high, and it could go much higher as people realize just how delicate our economy is. Hi, I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and I've spoken to many Americans who are deeply concerned about losing everything and not being able to do anything about it. This is why I'm thankful for physical gold IRAs from Birch Gold Group. Because unlike digital and paper assets, gold is a true safe haven that all Americans should consider for their financial security. To find out more, text the word HEDGE to 989898. Birch Gold Group will send you a free info kit on gold IRAs. This is your chance to secure your IRA or 401k against the unpredictable nature of our economy. Text HEDGE to the number 989898 now to request your free info kit on gold IRAs.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
It's the most egregious punishment anybody's ever seen. Tim Scott knows that. He sees it. The Eighth Amendment. Excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishment inflicted. That's the Eighth Amendment. Excessive fines.
Trump pulling out the Constitution in a town hall last night with Laura Ingraham. We can get the legal response to that argument coming up in a little bit. But here's a little more of Trump last night.
It is a form of Navalny. It is a form of communism or fascism. The guy's a nut job. I've known this for a long time, and I've said it openly. No jury, no anything. Letitia James is horrible attorney general in New York. Campaigned on I will get Trump, I will get Trump. We went through a trial. It turned out we're totally innocent on everything. And he fined me $355 million plus interest and other things.
Man, if I just got fined between a couple of cases, like half my net worth or whatever it is, nobody really knows. I'd be more nervous than he seems to be. But he's fought many a legal battle in his lifetime.
That was like encapsulated Trump there, distilled Trump. He's right about the Eighth Amendment. This is all highly suspicious.
Okay, well,
to say they found me totally innocent and then hit me with a big fine is a complete distortion.
Well, here's Jonathan Turley, law professor on Fox, explaining some of this.
Interesting in this case is that James is going to argue this isn't like punitive damages. This is disgorgement. We were simply taking the money, the ill-gotten gains back from him. But when you drill down on this opinion, there's nothing there. I mean, you can't really figure out how he came to this figure based on any real hard numbers. He basically highballs everything that he's calculating.
It's going to be wild to see what happens in an appeal. I mean, is this going to be one of those where the next court says, what are you talking about? And it completely gets shot down, or does it just get lowered, the amount?
I hope it's the first choice. It could well be the latter. I find this whole thing incredibly distasteful and scary. It is a purely political prosecution. And one of the things I rest that opinion on, as for the millionth time, not a big Trump fan, is the fact that he was doing business. You need to understand this. He was doing business with the big, powerful banks that actually run the world. Prior to his election as president, he was a peon. He was a significant customer. Let me soften that. You know, he was a good customer to these banks, but the idea that they would say, oh, no, Trump's coming. Trump's coming. What will we do? What will we do? No, these are the masters of the universe. They're like, oh, the guy with the gold plated everything in his bathrooms is coming in for another loan. The idea that Trump somehow played them and manipulated them while they were doing all of their own due diligence, figuring out what his properties are worth, how much of a credit risk he was, how much wealth he actually has. They did their own analysis that they relied on entirely. So for this one judge to say, oh, this master criminal Trump, he manipulated these poor hayseed banks and got them to lower their rates, and by the way, paid them all back in full, and nobody has the slightest dissatisfaction with the deals, therefore he must be punished!
Right, I've heard a number of people argue that, no, this makes perfectly good sense under the New York law, even though it's never been done before. Certainly not to this level, but it's never been done in any case even close to like this, according to the Associated Press. But
you have to twist the letter of the law and completely disregard the spirit to come to that conclusion.
But the explanation has never included what you were just talking about. So you're stepping in and telling some of the most successful, wealthy, powerful financial minds on planet Earth, you were taken advantage of. I don't feel taken advantage of. No. Trust me. You were taken advantage of. Okay, it's a little insulting because I make deals like this for a living, and I made this deal on purpose, and I knew exactly what I was doing. And even in retrospect, years later, I didn't come to you and say I got taken advantage of. I was still happy with my deal.
Right. As it unfolded on the terms we decided on.
Yeah, that's what's so weird.
It's not like Trump says, based on all these numbers, I will pay you 4.4% APR. No, the bank comes to the table with those numbers again. After having a dozen and a half Ivy Leaguers making 400 grand each do their due diligence, their analysis of the deal, and offering up what they thought was the right numbers. This is a purely political hit job.
Again,
you want to talk about the other cases? I have different opinions on those. This one, it's egregious.
Before we move on to what Mark Halperin called the worst poll Joe Biden has had yet, which is saying something, that came out today, here's a huge mistake Trump is making. I cannot figure out why he's doing it. We'll tell you that next.
After a word from our friends at Simply Safe Home Security, I tell you what, the one thing that the Biden administration has been miserable on is crime and punishment. We got bums and junkies in the streets, robbing people, burgling your house, your garage, whatever. That's why you need Simply Safe Home Security, an advanced system that protects every inch of your home, backed by 24/7 professional monitoring for fast emergency response for less than $1 a day. That's half the price of your traditional system.
So you go to the website, you customize the system for your home, and then you can set it up yourself quite easily with no special tools or any know-how. If you don't want to do it yourself, no problem. You can get one of their expert technicians to come to your house and install it for you. 60-day risk-free trial. Why wouldn't you do it?
Yep, it's good stuff. The reviews are fantastic. Simply Safe Home Security. Don't wait till after the burglary, for goodness sakes. Order now. You get 20% off any new Simply Safe system with Fast Protect monitoring. Don't wait. Visit simplysafe.com/Armstrong. That's simplysafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
We didn't grab the clip, but this is getting some attention. Last night on the town hall with Laura Ingraham, Trump did his act again about being anti-mail-in voting, which a lot of people think really hurt him in 2020, specifically in Georgia, with those two Republican, could-have-been Republican Senate seats, where Trump was really hammering people not to do the mail-in voting and all that sort of stuff, which Democrats are taking advantage of. Republicans used to win on mail-in voting, because oldsters, are like my parents, are more likely to do the mail-in voting rather than, you know, go down there and stand in line and all that sort of stuff. They got more time, blah, blah, blah.
Sure, yeah.
But Trump is hardcore anti-mail-in voting. Nobody's exactly sure why. He told Laura Ingraham, if you have mail-in voting, you automatically have fraud. And she was arguing with him because she realizes that's dumb. Don't tell your voters not to do mail-in voting because they might not, because those are guaranteed votes as opposed to I plan to vote, but I got sick, I got hurt, the weather was bad, the Uber didn't show up, whatever that can happen on election day.
Laura and Ingraham, this is the age of you do it from home, including right. Shopping.
Right. Laura Ingraham said there's mail-in voting in Florida and you won huge. Yeah, but mail-in voting is problematic, so he's still telling people not to do the early voting or the mail-in voting. I have no idea why he's doing that.
You could be against it in principle, but tell people now, until we get this overturned, hey, mail them in like crazy.
That seems like a much wiser way to go about it.
Oy.
But here is the poll that one of my favorite pundits, Mark Halperin, says is the worst poll Biden has had so far. Monmouth out with a poll. The question was asking people, how much has each group benefited from Joe Biden's policies? This is financially. And they gave you the choice of the middle class, poor, or wealthy. Who has benefited and how much, or have you benefited and how much, the different classes? America says the middle class, nearly half, not at all, a third, a little. The poor, 40% have benefited, not at all, a third, a little, from Joe Biden's policies. The wealthy, 41% have benefited a lot. And then 30% a little, and a tiny number from not at all. So,
wow.
Despite the great man of the people, Joe Biden, and, you know, we're sticking it to the rich and blah, 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 with endless shoveling trillions of dollars out the door to try to, you know, buy your way into another term, that's not the way it has landed. the majority of Americans by quite a bit think it's benefited the wealthy and not the middle class or the poor. They've got to be really unhappy with the results of that. Everything we've got on our side, this is the way you've interpreted our first 3 years. That's amazing.
Yeah, if you have the loyal lapdogs of the media spreading your crap, and that's still an incredibly widespread perception, yeah, you have a problem. I need help with a word. I need the thesaurus committee to come together. I need a word for, I'm trying to avoid stupid. Like, naive to the point of, well, foolishness. You're a fool, I guess. A fool is better than stupid, right? Marginally?
I don't know.
If you fall for that, you're a fool. If you fall for that, you're stupid.
Which would I rather be called, a fool or stupid? I know which bothers me the most.
Katie votes for Dunderhead. I love it because it's old-timey.
I know what bothers me the most personally, not with somebody calling me something. Like if I screw up big, and I ran into a couple of these yesterday, but I won't get into them. But if I screw up big out of stupidity, you know, it bothers me. But, you know, I'm just, it was the information I had at the time and whatever. I don't know. I should be, maybe I know better. But if I'm a fool, like if I just, you know, just a fool, that hurts more. I think fool hurts more than stupid.
You fool! If you say it like that, it hurts. It's funny. I disagree. I think fool is more gentle than stupid.
Really?
But anyway.
You'd rather be a fool than stupid. Okay.
I feel like you can wise up and not be a fool anymore.
Mm.
If you're stupid, there's no fixing stupid, as they say.
Stupid is bone deep.
That's right. That's right. Anyway, what I was going to say is, and this used to be a lot more fun to say when Republicans were actually in favor of smaller government, but this is one of my favorite truisms. It's probably a combination of Thomas Sowell and Thomas Jefferson or something like that, but those people who believe in a big, powerful government that controls trillions of dollars and has enormous might, you think that government is going to look out for the little guy? You're a fool.
Or we live in a populist moment that no matter what anybody did, everybody's going to think the rich are getting all the breaks and we're getting screwed. Maybe that's just it.
There is an undercurrent of that. Is that 20% of that poll? Might be 25%?
I don't know, but after all the student loan relief or whatever you want to look to that the Biden administration has done, and certainly all the speeches about sticking it to the billionaires and going to all
eliminating work requirements, all the stimmy checks,
and going to all the union speeches and all this different sort of working class Joe, Scranton Joe. The country thinks
Scranton Joe has six effing houses. Are you kidding me? Quit with that.
The country.
You think I'm a fool or stupid or both?
The country thinks you've benefited the rich and done nothing for the middle class and the poor. Wow. That is not the result you were hoping for.
And you're senile.
Pull that bad and kept care.
Latest poll out of Michigan, by the way, Trump is up 4. So in the Real Clear Politics average, by the way, Trump is up 4 in Michigan. And you got a congressperson there saying don't vote for Biden. A Democrat congressperson saying don't vote for Biden. So, man, he's up against it.
With all due respect to Trump's strengths, which are terrific, you're up against a guy who 90% of America thinks is senile, and you're only up by 4?
It's a good point.
Oof.
That's a good point. Shouldn't be
what
close,
are we
right?
doing?
What are we doing? Yeah, like John Stewart said a couple of weeks ago, what are we doing, America? With 80-year-olds, what are we doing? Stay here.
You fool!
Armstrong and Getty.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Have you turned on the news? Gavin Newsom is running for president. He just hasn't told you yet. He's leaving a trail of destructive policies, a $70 billion budget deficit, rising crime rates, and raging homelessness. Assemblyman James Gallagher isn't going to let him ruin the North State on the way out.
This is James Gallagher. Because of Gavin Newsom, the California dream is now a nightmare. Gavin Newsom spends more time campaigning in other states about national issues than addressing our needs here. He tramples all over our individual freedoms and supports new tax increases, all while releasing dangerous criminals into our neighborhoods. I've had enough. I've taken on Gavin Newsom and won, and I'm going to keep taking him on for you. We will stop his plans to undermine Prop 13 and raise taxes, hold him accountable for not securing our border, and end his giveaways at your expense. Please visit my website, electjamesgallagher.com, and join my movement to help stop Gavin Newsom.
Paid for by James Gallagher for Assembly 2024.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
So my son got my 12-year-old got a Crocs. Different kind of Crocs, though. They look like Yeezys. But anyway, you slide your feet into them, and they're covered on the front. He said, I love these. He said, it's like sandals, but nobody can look at my feet. I hate people looking at my feet, he said. That's interesting.
I hear that.
Is that a, I didn't, why is that? He said, I just hate people looking at my feet. Really bothers me. All right.
Wow.
Is that a thing?
Well, wait a minute now. You rail against sandals and showing your toes.
Oh, absolutely.
The poor boy is scarred by your anti-toeism.
Oh, it's disgusting. Feet are disgusting.
Wow. Yeah, how did he get to that attitude, he asks. What the hell? Anyway, so I've never been a survivalist. You know, I don't have piles of freeze-dried food and I am, you know, I believe in precious metals as a hedge. I don't have, like, my entire wealth in gold bars buried in the backyard. I'm not that worried until recently. And I'm trying to figure out how to, in what spirit to present this, because there's no need to freak people out, plus who would want to listen to it. But at the same time, cyber warfare is our future. And we're so dependent on the cyber world. And as always, we don't have enough time to really get into this, but I'll touch on it. A couple of stories. The Washington Post reporting that Microsoft and OpenAI are pointing out that U.S. rivals are using AI in hacking. Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea are all using AI to improve their already considerable abilities. They're experimenting with large language models to help with programming tasks, translating phishing emails, assemble attack plans. They're upping their game using AI. Okay? We can all understand that. Then you have this story. This is from the Washington Times. Taiwanese technology leader with the front row seat to the battle for online supremacy in the Pacific warns that China is waging an increasingly influential and sophisticated war of manipulation while many Americans appear to be disregarding the fight. I don't know what I'm supposed to do to, like, really be paying attention to the fight.
Yeah, I feel like I'm paying attention. I read every article I come across, so what more can I do?
Yeah, I'm pretty good at, like, updating my iPad if it needs it, or rebooting, or, you know, I'm reasonably good at tasks, but I guess look out for phishing emails. But this guy, who's a world leader, says China's pretty dominating in the information space. The U.S. is being naive, including the citizens and the government. They're thinking the United States is strong. They're thinking the internet chaos is part of democracy, but no. So he's warning us, for goodness sakes, take this stuff more seriously. Okay, I'll try. But this struck me. I don't know why. When I came across it, it's a piece from the Wall Street Journal, to cite a third different publication. The Biden administration, and I will tell you this, I think they've done reasonably well keeping up our guard against China. If I was going to be charitable toward the Biden administration for anything, they have not dismantled the protections against China or the caution as we deal with China, like they dismantled Trump's border policies, which was egregious. They've kept those border walls open, or up, rather, with China. It's difficult to follow me when I say the opposite of what I mean. Anyway, so this is the article I came across. The Biden administration, the U.S., are going to invest billions of dollars, billions, to replace China-made cranes at the nation's ports. Because these giant, expensive cranes that you see towering over the port of your choice are all computer-driven and software-driven. And says the U.S. Deputy National Security Advisor for Cyber and Emerging Technology, that's a hell of a title, quote, "We felt there was real strategic risk here. These cranes, because they are essentially moving the large-scale containers in and out of port, if they were encrypted in a criminal attack or rented or operated by an adversary, that could have real impact on our economy's movement of goods and our military's movements of goods through ports. They could cripple our ports."
Yeah, I've been hearing about this for years. I'm glad somebody's actually doing something now.
But, I don't do a lot of shipping unless I need some athlete's foot powder from Amazon. So I'm not super hip on the world of international trade and shipping, other than, like all of us are, the whole supply chain COVID thing. We all became aware of it. But there are probably 50 different aspects of our economy and life that could be shut down with the flip of a switch, as it were, that a guy like me, and I'm reasonably well, informed, that I haven't even conceived of.
Sure. Water processing plants, those cranes at the ports, cell phone towers, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. So I hope the powers that be are taking this as seriously as they say they are. And I love the idea of, these Chinese-made cranes, we're not going to use them anymore. That's good.
Yeah, I'd say.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, it's Armstrong and Getty here, and as you all know, for Joe and I, our dogs are among our favorite family members.
And we're excited to start adding DinoVite, a 3-in-1 daily supplement, to their food.
DinoVite is so confident that you will see results, they will let you try it for free so you have nothing to lose.
Just go to DinoVite.com/radio to try DinoVite for free. That's DinoVite.com/radio. DinoVite.com/radio.
Are you struggling to pay your IRS tax bill? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Is the IRS threatening to garnish your wages or levy your bank accounts? You need an ally. Allies Tax Relief has professionals ready to fight for you. Their enrolled agents, tax attorneys, and CPAs have handled cases like yours for over 30 years, and they've saved millions of dollars for taxpayers just like you. Call now for a free consultation, 800-217-0504, or go to Allies Tax Relief.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.